If you normally work in an office, I'm sure you've been thinking a lot about what the future of your work will look like. Well, we're hearing how companies like Twitter and Square are allowing employees to work from home forever. We're thinking, will other companies join them? Will we ever get back to the office? Let's get a view from another big company. Salesforce is a software and cloud computing company based in San Francisco. And full disclosure, they are NPR underwriters. The company has over 50,000 employees with offices in more than 160 locations around the world. That's a lot of offices to reopen. Elizabeth Pinkham is Executive Vice President for Global Real Estate at Salesforce. And Elizabeth, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, Tanya. Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, is there a discussion at Salesforce about what Twitter is doing, letting workers do their jobs from home forever, even after this coronavirus crisis is over? You have this big, beautiful building. It's new in San Francisco. This idea of having employees work from home could save Salesforce a lot of money, right?
You know, it's funny, right, how quickly this all happened. And we have a lot of beautiful buildings and towers all around the world. And as you mentioned, over 50,000 employees. And when all of this happened, it really went down so quickly. I know it's like that for everybody as we think back. And it was almost like a light switch got flipped, right? We all went to working from home very rapidly. But when we're thinking about coming back into the offices, which we are, by the way, we're thinking of it more as like a light dimmer, like starting to kind of slowly come on, because we're building a really careful and thoughtful plan for everyone's health and wellness and mind, of course, to be able to come back into these offices and to get back to work in the office. But I think the other thing, and you sort of alluded to it, it's kind of incredible with everyone working from home, how successful that's been. And that's been a big awakening for us, something that I don't think anybody really expected.
Yeah. So I'm imagining you all are having discussions about this. You're preparing plans for a phased reopening of Salesforce offices. Will each of your locations come up with different reopen dates and plans? I mean, we're thinking about how the coronavirus is affecting even counties by counties, let alone states and continents.
It really is. And what we decided early on is we needed to have a set of guiding principles. We needed to have a vision and then a guidance decision matrix that could be applied really location by location. And that includes looking at local government guidance, looking at what our own local executives management are telling us is happening on the ground there in that city or country, and all the way through to what the health system capacity is in that particular city and region. So we have an incredible set of guiding principles. And then off of that too, now we are basically doing what you mentioned, which is having a plan location by location, but it's really all guided with the same set of values.
How is your workday, your own workspace, changed, and how is it going to change once you all kind of solidify these plans? Because so much has to change.
Well, we've really been knee deep in kind of this new world of reimagining and redesigning what the workplace is going to be like. Because when we do come back, it's going to feel and it's going to look pretty different. You know, everybody's been talking about social distancing, physical distancing, and that has been something that we have really had to embrace and think through. So we've been working with our architects, our interior designers, and everybody to look at each and every floor plan. So for example, a floor that used to have, say, 100 seats is now only going to have 40 to 50 seats because of the physical distancing. A meeting room that used to be able to have 14 people might only hold 5 people. So this is really a new world. And how do you put the designs out there and visual cues and everything else, right? Not to mention all the new health protocols.
There are also just some of the really small things that we take for granted that can turn into big things. I'm thinking about elevators, and I actually have been to your Salesforce building in downtown San Francisco. There's a huge, wonderful rooftop garden, but you have to take an elevator to get there.
You do.
And so what about even the practical things like elevators?
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up. A couple of days into this new world of working from home, when we had already started thinking through the plan to come back, and we all sort of had this collective gasp as somebody brought up elevators. Right away, we realized that that is a choke point. I mean, that could really bring the whole thing down. So it kind of opened a door for us, quite honestly. This thing, which at first appeared to be, you know, a showstopper, it kind of opened a door, and it helped and forced us to think about all of this in a brand new way. So the way that we are really thinking about it is more about, again, phasing to come back, but maybe more about team shifts and managing groups to come in at particular times and giving them staggered arrival times. And this is all of a sudden this huge challenge to manage. And so what we saw is essentially these big piles of data management problems. And how do you solve for that?
I'm also thinking about ventilation systems and windows that don't open in buildings, those types of things as well.
It's absolutely part of it. And so we are envisioning this kind of new daily habit, if you will, right? We'll have face coverings for everybody. So we'll be providing those to people as they come back into the office. We'll be helping them remind about frequent hand washing. We'll have hand sanitizer stations everywhere. We'll do the thermo-infrared imaging for the temperature reading in our larger lobbies as you walk in. And then on every floor, we'll have a touchless temperature reading kiosk station. Right. And of course, social distancing, physical distancing reminded everywhere. And then what you brought up is so true. How can you bring in as much fresh air as possible? Can you open up windows where you can? Can you turn off some of these more in-depth air recirculating systems? Right. Can you run exhaust systems longer? So we kind of have a long checklist of this stuff that we are going to all of our different building owners and landlords and asking, how are you approaching this? This is what we're being told by our medical advisors is the right thing to do. And we're having to kind of do this assessment and readiness plan for each and every location.
Yeah. Health and safety is the number one priority, of course. But have you been thinking about, you know, the other side of work, not only the productivity of the work that you do, but the social aspect of it? Groups not being able to perhaps talk face-to-face anymore or have that social aspect. This building that you built in San Francisco was built with the idea in mind that employees would be able to interact with each other and the general public would be able to use this building in this way. Have you all had those discussions?
We have been having those discussions almost since day one, really, because what you bring up is so important to us, which is really about the culture. Right? And about the collaboration and the innovation and making sure that we can bring that back and give people those opportunities as quickly as we can with health and safety and wellness, of course, being your top priority. We just looked at some data that came back from some employee surveys. And what we're finding is that the majority of our employees surveyed, they came back and said, we do want to come back, but we may not want to come back 5 days a week in the building. We may want to work from home a few days and come in a few days. And that has really even opened up another whole world for us, which is where I'm starting to think of this as maybe this is an opportunity to be a bit more thoughtful, maybe a bit more intentional about how you do bring people back. So you could create these teams that really benefit from seeing each other, and you could create the space for them and the capacity for them to come in a few days a week. And then they can still be productive when they go home to continue working from home. And that way you can really make your space go even further while you're keeping that culture alive, right? Because I think all of us at this point in time are really ready to see people face to face again. And we're looking forward to that happening.
Are you worried at all about liability? You know, workers being together in a space where the chance is greater that infections will occur.
Well, the way we're looking at this is at the end of the day, there are a lot of things you cannot control, right? Like public transportation. But in the buildings, we can control quite a bit. And so I'll just give you one example, cleaning. We're probably going to double, maybe triple what we invest in cleaning. You're going to see people in our offices cleaning all day long. Before, you never used to see that, right? Anywhere. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be doing deep cleanings several times a week. And then also, if someone does test positive, right, which we have a whole plan for that as well. If that happens, we're ready. That means that we then come in with an even higher level of cleaning. That's the decontamination level. That's the, you know, the big level that you immediately go to and you clean that whole floor and then you start doing the manual contact tracing. But again, if you're able to kind of think about it like how you're managing these team shifts, then you're able to also shut that floor down, bring in other teams to other floors and keep going.
Elizabeth Pinkham is Executive Vice President for Global Real Estate for Salesforce. Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.